Imagine bold, naturally aged Tillamook cheddar slices melting over a burger. Eating thick-cut cheddar shreds straight from the bag. It's nice to dream about cheese for a bit. Tillamook cheddar. Extraordinary dairy.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere. This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Oh, hello there, and happy holidays! If you're like me, your mailbox and inbox are beginning to fill with the obligatory year-end updates from family and friends, exotic vacations, fulfilling careers, the accomplishments of so many perfect children. Ah, 'tis the season. And so you've sent us some of your favorite holiday newsletters, so that we might have some festive fun. Names and locations have been changed, of course, because if there's one thing I've learned in all my years, it's that there's always room to read between the lines. And chances are, it's a wonderful lie.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Ashley Flowers.
And I'm Holly Laurent.
I'm Greg Hess. I almost forgot my name.
Who are you today, sir?
I don't know.
You guys, today's letter is from somebody who I think we can call a showbiz parent.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Yeah. Stage mom and dads are like a whole thing, which I kind of, again, I know you two are like in entertainment. Did your parents push you into stuff when you were younger? Did they push you into this at all? Like, what's the story?
That's a good question. And you two, I mean, wasn't your dad a pastor?
Yeah. Is that what you consider entertainment?
100%. That's a show, baby. Like, that is a whole pressure of its own to, like, be a preacher's kid, don't you think? Like, you have expectations put on you.
Yeah, but, like, luckily I couldn't sing or anything, so, like, I wasn't, you know, I didn't have to be in, like, the praise and worship group or anything like that.
There's still time.
Nobody put me on the tambourine.
Oh, man.
Well, that's good. I just had to remain blameless at all times.
Yeah.
A spotless, right. Sinless child. No problem.
Your parents didn't really push you to perform. You were just performing at the kitchen table.
Right. Well, I do sort of blame my dad for me going into comedy and entertainment and stuff, because he would do these little bits. Like, he's really charismatic and he's a storyteller and he's funny. And so he would stand out from other, you know, more like boring preachers. And one of his bits, I don't know if I ever told you this, Ashley. Have I ever told you about Echo Canyon?
No.
So he would do this thing where he'd be like, Hal, do you want to do Echo Canyon tonight? And so wherever he was preaching, because he was kind of a traveling evangelist, I would go hide somewhere in the venue or in the church balcony or underneath the pews or wherever we were at a county fair or high school assembly or whatever. I would hide in the venue and I would sit sometimes and wait forever for the show to start or the service to begin.
The show.
And I would stay hidden, and my dad would walk onto stage and he would look out like he was in a scene and he'd be like, wow, this is really beautiful. Oh, the sign here says Echo Canyon. Try your echo. Okay, cool. I'll start with something simple. One syllable. Bread. And I would, in my little hiding spot, I'd be like, now's my moment. And I'd be like, bread, bread, bread. And the audience, the congregation would laugh. And then he'd be like, wow, that worked great. I'll try two syllables, butter. And I would go, butter, butter, butter. And then he'd be like, wow, this is great. Three syllables, bologna. And then this one, I had to stay totally quiet and be so focused. Don't say bologna. And then he'd be like, huh, that didn't work. I'll try a new one. I'm the handsomest man in the world. And I'd be like, bologna, bologna, bologna. And the audience would go crazy. And I felt that bite, that bug bite of like, ooh, making people laugh is power. Yeah.
Well, I didn't know you were so positive about it, because you started with saying that you blame your dad for your career rather than like I give him credit.
You can still blame him for the career.
I'm contractually obligated as an adult child of a parent to blame. Yeah, it has to all be blamed. Did you, Craig?
Yeah, I mean, I blame them in that they encouraged me to perform and look what it got them.
Now, Greg has a yearly crisis where he's like, I should have gone into law. I really should have gone into law.
Well, let me tell you about these showbiz parents, the Mariottis.
Okay.
It's a wonderful life.
Hey, 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 from L.A. and the craziest family you know, the Mariottis.
Oh, boy.
Yes, you read that correctly. I said L.A.
Welcome.
Ooh, it's a big change.
So many of you have reached out to us throughout this wild year that we've had, and I want to say that I'm sorry that I haven't personally been able to get back to you all. Believe me, it's only going to get worse. I don't even remember what day it is half the time.
Oh, but no.
Here goes my annual attempt to fill you all in on what we've been up to, if you haven't been following along already.
Just set expectations. I kind of like that. If you reach out to me, I'm not going to get back to you, is basically what this letter is saying.
Permanent out of office.
Yes.
Right. And it looks like people have been reaching out, and he hasn't been able to.
He's not going to get back. He doesn't even know what day it is. He doesn't know what year it is. Neither do I.
Wait, is this a he?
With love. It starts with Dave, so I'm assuming his name is Dave.
Ooh, a showbiz dad. This is like Britney Spears' dad. Oh, no!
The big headline. Back in April, Kennedy had several of her dance videos go viral on TikTok.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. I don't know why we're saying oh, no. Is this good?
Don't think so.
TBD. At first, I didn't really get what it was all about, since most of the time I'm just trying to get her to stop looking at her phone and start doing algebra. But apparently that isn't going to matter much now. Over the next several months, she went from several thousand followers on there to several hundred thousand.
Things are looking up for Kennedy, and only good things happen when kids get famous.
And her dance moves. She's not going to be doing much algebra anymore. Is algebra something kids still do in school? I just assume that everything in school is completely different now. Where they would be like,
I think
algebra's
algebra. Still there.
That's still a thing. They're not like, oh,
but
we
he doesn't
don't
think she
do
needs it, so whatever.
Everything is ones and zeros now. I don't know what you're talking about with algebra.
Of course, I was worried about the attention at first. She's 15, beautiful, and I've heard that social media can be problematic when it comes to development.
Oh, you've heard that?
When I was 15, I looked like Frankenstein, so maybe I'm the wrong person to chime in here. No one wanted to look at me in high school.
Oh, give yourself some credit. You know, there is, I read a crazy thing the other day, which is that teenagers are actually getting physical tics from watching TikTok too much because they're emulating the dances that they're watching, and then they can't stop doing it. Yeah. And especially with teen girls. Yes. Sorry, Kennedy. You might be like dancing yourself right into a nervous tic.
Yeah, I did hear that. Didn't we have a friend say that her kids walk around the house just like doing this, like sort of looking like they're just like popping and laughing all the time?
What? What is happening?
I know. We are in the absolute apocalypse.
The end times, to bring it back to my congregation upbringing. The end times.
Baloney, baloney, baloney.
We were looking for like headless horsemen, and really it was just TikTok.
Yeah.
Exactly. It wasn't going to be a seven-headed beast in Revelation.
No, whatever it is. Headless horseman, Sleepy Hollow, I don't know.
Actually, have you heard of, there is like a new syndrome that people get where they believe that they're, it's almost like the real Truman Show, where now because people like live inside screens so much that there's a new syndrome where people believe in their mind that they're on a show. And so even if they're like being picked up by the cops, they're like, oh, these crazy producers are throwing in a real...
What? This isn't real.
This is real.
It's called Truman Syndrome. Or something like that, where people think they're in a movie and it's just their real life. And they're like, no, this is all being filmed.
I think we're living in a simulation anyway, so.
Yeah, this is all the simulation.
Too.
Yes, it is.
It really
is. Our code
is
just malfunctioning at this point.
Me too.
Yes, it is.
It really
is. Our code
is
just malfunctioning at this point.
We apologize for the technical difficulties. It seems Ashley, Greg, and Holly are experiencing simulation awareness. Rebooting the hosts for It's a Wonderful Lie in 3, 2, 1.
I'm just waiting for a residual check from the show that I think I'm in. I just really want to get paid for it. That's all I want. I don't care if it's not real. I just need some health insurance over here.
And you can tell the simulation gets lazy sometimes. Like the guy who made off with their money's name was Madoff. The guy who was a real dickhead, his name is Wiener. Like the simulation gets lazy. It's not just like
it's
the
just
Matrix showing you
writers.
The same cat over and over. It's like, yeah.
I've literally gone into this with David. He'll hear it when he edits this. That like, because so much stuff stuff has happened that like mimics TV shows like The Simpsons or something. I'm like, literally, it's just like looking at what we've already created and be like, yeah, we'll just do that.
Totally. Yeah, exactly. The simulation. I think that if you really zoom out, it's probably that we already created AIs and the AIs are creating us. Like somewhere in a room, there's a black cube spitting out a script every day that's just like taking us through the simulation.
It doesn't change anything about like the way we experience reality on a daily basis if we are in fact in a simulation. Like it still feels the same to us. It's still the same fettuccine alfredo, baby.
Well, this turned into a real mind.
I know it did. Well, let's all get together and watch The Matrix tonight.
Where was I?
Okay.
But after she explained to me that this was really her passion, I decided that we as a family could support her as she was slaying the internet.
Oh, cringe.
It was her idea to get each of us on TikTok so that we could see what she's up to and support her. And that's where things really got fun.
Oh no, family TikTok. Fun? This is happening so much.
Is it?
Oh yeah, this is happening so much.
Oh, should my dad and I be doing Echo Canyon on TikTok?
Chrissy, Braxton, and I all have accounts now, as well as the Mariotti Fam account, where we frequently are putting some of our most hilarious videos.
Guarantee they're not hilarious.
Some of my personal favorites are a lip sync we did to a Billie Eilish song, Bad Guy, where I am making Kennedy and Brax clean their room, a.k.a. I'm always the bad guy.
Oh. I told you, they're not funny.
We also had a crazy outfit contest video where we did a bunch of dances together. Adam's Family Halloween remix was dope, as they say.
Oh, Dad, don't.
Stop with the words, Dad.
And they don't say that anymore.
Don't say dope. Don't say slay.
And of course, a bunch of holiday dances and lip syncs to our favorite Christmas songs. And we let Chrissy do the Hanukkah song because her mom was Jewish.
Oh, no. They threw mom one bone because she's Jewish. They're like, you can do one holiday song.
See, he lost me at crazy outfit contest. I thought TikTok was like a dangerous, edgy place. Crazy.
Have you been on TikTok?
Have you been on TikTok?
Actually, no.
Babies and dogs.
No, actually. Well, I will back Holly up in this, that the only time I got on TikTok, I got down some weird rabbit hole where I clicked on it. Basically started feeding me militia people with AR-15s in like stacks of cash and bunkers. And I freaked out and I deleted
it
off my phone.
What is your algorithm?
I don't know. And I don't like any of that stuff. I think I clicked on one to sort of see what was up. And suddenly I was truly one of the people that the algorithm suddenly was like, oh, we got your number. We're going to radicalize you. And I was like, no, I don't want to. And I got scared and deleted it.
Wait, but I like Ashley's point of view. She's like, what's wrong with you that TikTok gave you guns? Because it's giving her dogs.
I know.
Yeah, it was just like on brand. I'm like, yes, give me all the dogs. You know exactly what I want. My husband always says like he loves like all this AI and his phone listening in on him because he's like, again, I get all the coupons. They send me exactly what I want. Like it's
oh,
perfect.
No.
So we're convinced the system's perfect.
Oh, yeah. Well, apparently the algorithm thinks I'm just an angry white man.
Also, did you know, Ashley, I just read this too, that your phones, you and your husband's phones, just because they're near each other, they start communicating with each other. I heard a tech guy talk about this. And so his phone will start to advertise things to him that it thinks you will like. This was a really weird, this guy
is
was
that
like,
going to like up the gifts I get? Again, I'm not even mad.
I know. Or specific.
I know. That's the thing.
None of these weird gift giving where you have to do an activity. So you're going to get some better than pottery classes, Greg.
Yeah, my phone told you to get me pottery classes again.
Your phone is advertising like small breasted bras that work. He's like, what? Why is this a thing? I have been getting that one where they're like, do you have a small chest? And you, it's always like your the cup is hanging open. And I'm like, get away from me, phone.
But yeah.
I'm not talking to you about my breasts.
Tillamook Chocolate Collection ice cream is a total chocolate game changer. We start with unbelievably creamy dark chocolate ice cream. Then we add different chocolate treats, like chocolate cookies, chocolate cake, or chocolate brownies, to make four decadent chocolate flavors. Because sometimes the thing that pairs best with chocolate is more chocolate. Tillamook Chocolate Collection ice cream. Extraordinary dairy.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
All of this to say, the Mariottis have turned TikTok into a family affair. At the end of the summer, right as the kids were going back to school, we received a call from CT Agency in Los Angeles.
Uh-oh.
The agent, what up, Tyler B?
No. There's so many red flags about everything that's happening right now. I'm more panicked than the first time I downloaded TikTok.
The agent, what up, Tyler B, who we can now say is a dear friend.
He's not.
No, he's not. Said that he wanted to represent Kennedy as well as the whole family in all areas. This means movies, TV, and best of all, brands, because that is really where the earnings are made. We haven't done any TV or movies yet, but we will definitely let you know.
Let me tell you what, you aren't going to be doing any TV and movies, but you will be doing some brands. I'm so concerned. They got a Hollywood agent. Everything's bad. Everything's bad.
I mean, they uprooted.
I know,
moving to LA, man.
Tyler B sold them on a dream.
Tyler B is a 23-year-old, very hungry branding agent at CT, and he is going to make them millions from Tide Pods.
You know, he has a huge watch, Tyler B.
A huge watch.
And he's just their dear friend. Like, my best friends all take 10% of everything I earn.
Of course, I had no idea all this could actually pay the bills. But believe me, it can.
Oh, ooh, gosh, humble brag.
They're in the money. They're in the moolah.
And after Tyler walked us through the numbers and possible opportunities, I emphasize possible.
Yes.
And the possible opportunities by being on the ground in LA, it really didn't make sense to stay in Tucson. Oh. I have taken a leave of absence from teaching. Between us, I was pretty burnt out. And so many of my students have freaked out when they see me on TikTok.
Oh my gosh, Mr. Mariotti, I saw you dancing on TikTok. We trolled you. You look like a dork.
We rented our Tucson house to a nice young family and have rented a place in Studio City in LA.
Okay.
Both kids are loving it. We are homeschooling them, which is a challenge, but they have been recognized several times here when they go out. They feel like celebrities.
It's just a recipe for disaster. Please move back to Tucson.
Do we believe that they're homeschooling? I think they're just like turning in the things. They're like, they're fine.
Oh, yeah. If
kids are in the school of life, baby.
Yeah. They're just like, let's monetize this for as long as we can. You can do school later.
Yeah. Go clean up your room, honey, and I'll say it's a funny video. Look at the way this girl picks up her shorts. Hilarious.
Now say something about Lululemon.
Chrissy is getting used to it. She hated the traffic in Tucson, so this has been an adjustment. I say she will get more used to it when she lands another major brand. No spoilers, but a recognizable paper towel company has made her one of their Tough Mom, Tough Spills ambassadors. Oh. Those are coming out soon.
Mom is getting brands?
The whole family's getting brands. I feel like Chrissy's one foot in, one foot out.
I mean, if you hated traffic in Tucson, traffic in LA?
Yeah.
Get ready.
And another big announcement. I have decided to manage both Kennedy and Braxton.
Oh, no. It is a Britney Spears dad scenario.
This is how bad it is to be a teacher in America. I'd rather do anything than teach.
I'd rather manage my kids' TikTok careers than step foot in a public school classroom.
I still plan on being a content creator for the family account, but I knew that if they were going to be swimming with the sharks here in the land of dreams, they needed a Papa Shark to look out for them.
I don't know if I use shark and shark. Why wouldn't you use like dolphin or something? It just sounds like he's going to eat them, but in just a completely different way.
I mean, I guess you need to be a shark to fend off shark. Don't dolphins get eaten by sharks?
Yeah, maybe. I'm just concerned that he's putting himself as a shark to protect his... Unless the kids are sharks. Are the kids also sharks? I don't know.
Mariotti, shark.
Oh, the metaphor sort of falls apart.
And is LA the land of dreams? I thought it was the land of shattered dreams. Which one is it?
Let's check in with these folks next year and see how it goes.
See, I'm getting twitchy right now. I'm starting to pop and lock over here like a TikTok kid because my nephew just moved to LA. And he's like a producer and a rapper and he's like,
and he's 19
and he's 19 and he's hitting the streets and doing shows and he's trying to tell me how things are nowadays and stuff. And I'm like, okay, oh my gosh.
Your Midwest is really showing there. I love it. Luckily, my skills as a math teacher have made the transition an easy one.
Oh,
I'm a gatekeeper and I make sure they get paid.
That's why he was harping on algebra.
Yeah, I never really think of math teaching and management as being a lot of overlapping skill sets, but hey, I take your word for it.
And when all those teachers were like, you really need to learn math so that you can count all the money your children start making online,
that's right.
Baby.
Just learn how to take 10% from each of their paychecks, and you're a great math teacher.
I've always thought when kids are like, when will I use this? I would always, if I was a math teacher, I'd always be like, are you ever going to want to buy drugs? Because it's all like, it's all counting grams. And it's all, you got to know all the different, it's measurement.
Here's
it's,
how ounces work.
And then kids would be like, oh yeah, straight A's.
Some of you knew that Buffer died right after we moved. He was an amazing dog and the kids were devastated. You might have seen our video about it.
Oh no.
Oh, I can't watch sad I hope dog
they,
stuff.
Well, I hope they made some money off the video at least.
But fear not, his identical twin puppy has entered the picture. We are calling him Buffer 2, or B2.
Original.
This little guy is a ham. Yes, he has his own account.
Yeah, you gotta have the dog account. Oh, now you can get a dog account manager, I've read.
What?
Oh yeah, these big dog accounts even have representation.
You guys are so in the know about so many random things.
I know.
It's nothing but trivia over here.
Well, when you live the city of broken dreams, you've gotta know these things. I've been trying to get my dog a manager for years. Nobody will look at her.
I think it's appropriate that they just did Buffer 2, because they're just already getting into the entertainment industry where everything needs a sequel.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Although Buffer, I don't know, it just sounds like their internet speeds are slow, so.
And probably the most exciting news, I know it doesn't seem to stop now, is that Kennedy and Brax went to a party at the Hype House and met the whole team, as well as gotten videos with JoJo Siwa and Bella Porch.
Oh my gosh.
If these names don't mean anything to you, it's basically like us meeting Prince and Madonna when we were in high school. Just insane.
I've heard of JoJo Siwa, but I haven't heard of this other one. And I will say the Hype House. So these TikTok houses are right by where we live.
Yeah.
We walk by them.
What are TikTok houses?
They're houses that are rented by these influencers, and they all live together where they make their videos.
What?
And they're these massive mansions in the Hollywood Hills, and we walk by them every night on our dog walk. And it was really funny. We were up there with our teenage niece and nephew, and when they saw these houses, they immediately knew what they were and were saying, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm seeing this house. It was as if they were seeing Graceland or something. They were so excited. And every time we walk by, there's just some insanity going on. Like, height of the pandemic, we walked by and there was a Lambo parked outside of one with a full party going on inside the house and someone filming two girls twerking in bikinis on the hood of the Lambo. And this was just like a Tuesday afternoon.
We walked by in our sweatpants and we're like, well, my life!
You should be wearing a mask. It was really...
I have never felt older in my entire life.
No kidding. And actually, you know the TikTok houses because they have these long, like fluorescent lights underneath each level where the house itself is glowing like purple and
green. There's just ring lights everywhere.
There's ring lights in every room. You see people just filming constantly and crazy cars in the front. It's nuts.
Yeah.
I don't like any of it.
I wish everyone could see
Ashley's face. We should have screenshot that.
And my niece and nephew, when they were walking around the hills, they were like, oh, that's the YouTube house. They were like, I've watched hours and hours and hours of stuff that have happened in that house. I know every inch of that house. My nephew, when he moved to LA, I was like, are you having trouble getting around, driving around? Like, it's such a crazy town. It's so hard to understand. Because I come from Chicago, where it's a perfect grid and you always know where you are. And LA is just like a rubber band ball of streets. And he was like, oh no, I know how to get around because of Grand Theft Auto. He was like, I've been playing Grand Theft so long. He knows his way all around LA Grand Theft.
Simulation, you guys. I'm telling you.
It is.
Should we start a podcasting house? I'm still in the houses.
Well, I read an article about the TikTok houses because I was like, what is the deal? And they were making fun of one of the TikTok influencers because he was only making $50,000 a month. And they were like, you're so poor.
What?
That's how much. It's insane.
All right, let's get a house. Also, it would be like the most boring house ever. Everyone's like, I'm recording.
I know.
The light's on.
The red light is on.
Just the three of us, Ira Glass, Sarah Koenig, and we throw the most boring parties of all time.
As you can tell, this year has been a whirlwind full of ups and downs. But we remain so blessed and thankful for all that we have been given. God has continued to move in our lives in such a powerful way, and I truly believe that without him, this whole TikTok thing wouldn't feel so authentic.
Authentic?
God made TikTok?
I mean, if God is the one providing through TikTok. Maybe God is that black box of the algorithm.
God was trying to get me to buy an AR-15.
And how does God know I'm small-breasted?
Sometimes I just have to remind Chrissy that it's just us being us. But now, lots of people get to watch.
Oh, no.
We're all in our prayers. Tune in sometime to see what we're up to. Everyone's handles are below, even Buffer 2's. With love and likes, Dave, Chrissy, Kennedy, and Braxton Mariotti, and Buffer 2.
Oh, my.
With love and likes.
Love and Woo-hoo. Likes, and so many uploads, and so many remixes. We got to remix this letter.
Imagine if you were family friends with this family, and you got this letter. Like, imagine what the people who know them would be like.
I would
check
be seething
out
with
the
jealousy.
Is it jealousy, or is it like, oh, no.
I mean, it would provide so many hours. Like, this is the letter that as soon as it came in, like, I would definitely get drunk with my family and go through all of the videos.
Oh, yeah. You would have to.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so he's just like upping their views with this letter.
Oh, for sure. This is a marketing tool.
Well, maybe we can go join him at the Sway House.
With love and likes. I don't know. Do we give this holiday letter a like, or do we give it a thumbs down?
I give it a big, TBD. Big red flag.
Well, there you have it. A family that slays together gets paid together. Now go twerk your way to a holiday miracle. Oh, holy likes, the stars are brightly shining. And they're teenagers. God help us, everyone. It's a Wonderful Lie is an Audio Chuck production, produced and co-hosted by Holly Laurent and Greg Hess. So what do you think, Chuck? Do you approve?
Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, it's Martha Stewart. You know, I spend a lot of time thinking about dirt. At 3 a.m., at all hours of the day, really. What people don't know is that not all dirt is the same. You need dirt with the right kind of nutrients. New Miracle-Gro organic raised bed and garden soil is so dense, so full of nutrient-rich, high-quality ingredients. Miracle-Gro is simply the best.